JD's Heroes.
This morning's JD's Heroes takes us to Willenhall Wood in Coventry. We've got Stacey on the phone, who I think is doing something very commendable this morning and nominating somebody that looked after her in a time of need. Now, Stacey, do you want to explain who you're nominating and why?
I'm nominating my midwife, Rhiannon Gabriel, just because of the fantastic and superb job she did delivering my enormous baby. My baby was born at 11 pounds 2.5 naturally.
Wow.
Yeah. Prior to falling pregnant with my daughter, I did suffer 2 miscarriages, which broke my heart and really, really sort of put me through the mill. But then finding out I was pregnant with my daughter, Shemi, at 6 weeks, I had the familiar feeling of the pain and the bleeding. Oh. And again, at 8 weeks. Again at 11 weeks and again at 14 weeks, obviously every time thinking that it was going to be like the last and I was going to lose my baby. And then I went into labour at 39 weeks with Shemi. I got to the hospital fully dilated after only being in labour for about an hour.
Wow.
And that's when sort of the problem started. After 2 hours of pushing, Shemi's head was well and truly stuck. I'd managed to deliver half of her head. The next thing is an alarm goes off about a team of 9 other staff come marching in, and it was like something out of the army. It was just so organised, so precise, but it was all down to Rhiannon. And if it wasn't for her quick thinking and her knowledge, I really don't think I'd be here with my baby in my arms.
Wow.
She stayed with me for the whole of the time. I didn't know there was any problems. When she told me what they were going to have to do, because Shemi was born with something called shoulder dystocia, basically her shoulders were stuck, so they had to sort of manually go in and remove her, sort of twist around a bit.
God.
Yeah. So as well as obviously with that, but she never let on to me that there was a problem. She maintained that everything was fine and everything was normal and just to carry on.
Yeah. She was keeping you calm, wasn't she?
She was. She'd done an absolutely fantastic job. I had quite a nasty bleed and had to go to theatre. And at this time, Rhiannon should have gone home, but she didn't. She stayed with me. Oh. She'd come into theatre with me.
I think that we don't recognise our midwives enough, and I think what you're doing is fantastic. It just sounds like she went above and beyond the call of duty that day, didn't she?
She did. She'd done a full night shift and then stayed extra to make sure that we were okay. I truly believe, with my hand on my heart, that if it wasn't for her, I really, really don't think I'd have my baby with me.
Wow. I know Rhiannon's on shift at the moment. I've got a little treat for her after your nomination. So Stacey will call her. You can tell her how much she means to you and how thankful you are. And then we'll jump in and surprise her with something. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll do that next on the JD Show on Free Radio.
Come on, check it out. Seems like yesterday.
It's Wednesday morning and it's the JD Show with JD's Heroes. We're going to try and surprise a midwife who's on shift. So fingers crossed we can do this morning, unless she's looking after or delivering other babies this morning. So I think producer Tom's going to put the number in.
Brilliant. Hello, Rita's midwife.
Hello, sorry to bother. Is Rhiannon Gabriel there?
Myself.
Oh, hello, Rhiannon.
Hello.
Sorry to bother you. You're at work at the moment. Oh, are you available to talk?
Yeah.
You're not delivering a baby or anything at the moment?
Nope, not delivering a baby currently, no.
Oh, OK. Rhiannon, my name's JD from Free Radio.
OK.
The reason I'm ringing you is you've been nominated on JD's Heroes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yes.
The person that's nominated you is Stacey, and Stacey's on the phone now. Hello, Stacey.
Hi.
Hello.
Stacey, do you want to tell Rhiannon, your midwife, why you've nominated her?
Yeah. Rhiannon, I've nominated you because of the fantastic job that you did with delivering Shemi, my enormous 11 pounds 2.5 baby that was born with shoulder dystocia. I really, truly believe that if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have her at all. And I just wanted to do something just to show you how much I appreciate and thank you for what you did that day.
Oh, that's so lovely. I actually didn't need to do that at all. It was just work. I was just doing my job.
Yeah, but your job saves people's lives and brings new little people into the world, and us mums appreciate it.
Oh, that's so lovely of her.
Now, because of your nomination from Stacey, we've got a little treat for you. I bet it's very rare that you get to kind of treat yourself. Is that right, Rhiannon?
Yep.
We've sorted for you a day of pleasure at the Belfry.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're going to get a 90-minute aqua spa journey, including lunch in the Leisure Cafe as well. They're going to sort you out with robes and slippers to use for the day. And while you're there, you can use the Health and Wellness Club as well. The pool, the spa, the gym, whatever you want to do. It's yours for the day.
Oh, thank you. Blimey.
That doesn't even come close to what you deserve for what you did for Stacey and many other mothers across Coventry and Warwickshire. So on behalf of all those mothers, thank you very much for being such a great person.
Thank you. I don't even know what to say or how this even happened.
It's courtesy of Stacey who nominated you, and she's still on the line. Do you want to say anything to each other before we say goodbye?
Thank you, and you really didn't need to, honestly.
I felt I did, just to prove to you just to how fantastic and how great you did. It is just a small gesture of what I can give to you.
There are some amazing people around who just don't get enough thanks for what they do. Tell us about that amazing person online, and they could be next week's hero at freeradio.co.uk. It's 8:20.
The JD Show.